Fire! Fire!
The cry crept out on the still night air, and the fire bells began to ring. Fred was wakened by the alarm and the red light streaming into his room. He dressed himself in a moment almost, and tapped at the door of his mother's bedroom.
"It is Mr. Barton's house, Mother. Do let me go," he said in eager, excited tones.
Mrs. Liscombe thought a moment. He was young, but she could trust him, and she knew how much his heart was in the request.
"Yes, you may go," she answered. "But be careful, my boy. If you can help, do so, but do nothing rashly."
Fred promised to follow her advice, and hurried to the fire. Mr. and Mrs. Barton were not at home. The house had been left in charge of the servants. The fire spread with fearful speed, for there was a high wind, and it was found impossible to save the house. The servants ran about, screaming and lamenting, but doing nothing to any purpose. Fred found Tom outside, in safety.
"Where is Katie?" he asked.
Tom, trembling with terror, seemed to have had no thought but of his own escape.